I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday urged Americans to accept the results of Tuesday's presidential election in which former President Donald Trump defeated Biden's pick, Vice President Kamala Harris. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports.
President Biden on Thursday promised a smooth transition for his successor, who was also his predecessor, President-elect Donald Trump. He also encouraged unity after the defeat of his preferred candidate, Vice President Kamala Harris.
The people vote and choose their own leaders, and they do it peacefully. And we're in a democracy. The will of the people always prevails.
Trump, in his victory speech a day earlier, also emphasized unity, as he noted the clear rightward shifts among voters that gave him a comfortable win.
They came from all quarters, union, non-union, African-American, Hispanic-American, Asian-American, Arab-American, Muslim-American.
4 years earlier, Trump refused to accept his election loss to Biden. He stood by while an angry mob of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol while the election was being certified on January 6, 2021. Biden on Thursday drew a contrast.
We accept the choice the country made. I've said many times, you can't love your country only when you win. You can't love your neighbor only when you agree.
Biden also said he hoped to put to rest questions about the integrity of the American electoral system.
It is honest, it is fair, and it is transparent. And it can be trusted. Win or lose.
Trump's second inauguration happens January 20th, 2025. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
This is VOA News. Around 50 European leaders on Thursday called for a stronger defense posture across the continent that no longer necessitates a fundamental dependence on Washington as they gave a guarded welcome to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron has said that Europe should not remain static in the face of China and the US and urged his counterparts to take action to ensure that Europe becomes a fully independent power. Speaking at a European political community summit in Budapest, Macron said the world was made of two blocs, the United States of America on one side and China on the other, both of which, he said, above all, seek their own interests. He added, both decide to be much less, if I may say so, complacent with international rules, or in any case, respectful of them. Macron went on to say the world was made up of herbivores and carnivores, adding, if we decide to remain herbivores, carnivores will win, and we will be a market for them. He suggested instead for European nations to choose to be at least omnivores, choosing not to be aggressive, but able to defend themselves. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's parliament has passed a law that would allow it to deport family members of Palestinian attackers to the war-ravaged Gaza Strip or other locations. The law passed on Thursday was championed by members of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's political party and his far-right allies. The law was passed with a 61-41 vote, but is likely to be challenged in court. Among the 12 non-French skippers starting the 10th edition of the Vendee Globe on Sunday will be the first Chinese sailor to embark on the around-the-world non-stop solo race despite losing his left arm at the age of 12. Reuters correspondent Vita Chan reports.
Xu Jingkun is set to become the first Chinese sailor to compete in the Vendee Globe, a non-stop solo around-the-world race. He was not always destined to sail the oceans. The son of modest farmers, he lost his arm up to the elbow at the age of 12 after an accident during a fireworks display. A former track and field athlete, he chose sailing over running and cycling. Xu says he's learned to overcome what he refers to as his shortcomings.
It has allowed me to gain more, to acquire more strength, and to become more resilient.
The 35-year-old also aims to use his growing popularity to promote the development of the sport in China.
Reuters correspondent Vita Chan. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.